Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And now, for Browns fans around the world, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England!
It was super necessary.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, mate, you're good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, good, good. Thank you very much for joining me. So Shah Kamali making his pro debut at LFL on the 29th of October. Pro debut in a different country, which is a bit unheard of, really, I think. Definitely a big moment for you, I can imagine. But we'll get onto that in just a moment. First thing we always get to on here with a new guest is, how did you get started in MMA?
I got started about 4.5 years ago. I was looking for a new hobby before starting university, and I just stumbled across BJJ. And as soon as I took my first lesson, you know how it gets, you know, you get the bug, you get addicted. And as soon as I started jiu-jitsu, you know, I wanted to just challenge myself more and more. And that's when MMA came into the picture. And
Was it, how easy was it for you to pick up the MMA? I haven't started with BJJ.
It was pretty difficult because I've never done striking before in my life. So having to learn that was one of the biggest learning curves. I think grappling is a little bit intuitive. Like, you can figure things out a bit easier, but striking, there's a lot more, you know, distance management, things like that. It's a bit harder to perceive. Whereas when you're grappling, you can, you know, put your hand here, you know, you can feel things more. Whereas when you're striking, there's the element of your own, you know, reflexes and perception. It comes into play more.
Yeah. And I think with striking as well, there's so many different ways your opponent can approach it. Whereas with your grappling, it's kind of all very similar in a way. So I think there's so much more unexpectedness with striking.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Whereas grappling, you're doing like things like sequences. So, you know, it's A, B, C. And striking, there is similar sequences, but it's there's more things you have to kind of consider.
Yeah, definitely. So for those who might not be familiar with you, what kind of fighter are you? What can they expect when it comes to fight nights?
They can just expect like explosive violence, because I finished all my fights in the first round. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, a lot of heavyweights. There's heavyweights with power, and then there's heavyweights with knockout power, like fight changing, you know, ending power. And I've got that, you know, so I've been blessed with that power. And I just come to finish fights. I'm not there to, you know, be in there any longer than I have to. I just want to finish the fight, and that's it.
Yeah. So you mentioned that there, none of your fights have gone out of the first round so far. You're 6-0 as an amateur, a very successful amateur career. Number one ranked heavyweight in the UK and Ireland. Do you feel like you'd accomplished all that you could have done at amateur?
The only thing that I haven't particularly gone down the route of was IMAF. So I haven't accomplished all that I could have. I could have competed in IMS, but just the opportunities never really lined up for me. With like personal life and also having fights booked and, you know, world championships here and there, or European championships, it never lined up for me in that way. But in terms of everything else, I think I've gone up the country, won a belt, you know, I've defended my belt in London and in the South multiple times. So I think that I've accomplished, you know, enough to justify the move to pro.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So as I mentioned, making your pro debut at LFL on October 29th, heading over to Amsterdam for that big, big event. What was it about LFL that made it the right move for you at this stage?
Just the fact that they approached me first. They approached me a while ago. Before my fifth fight, I think. Before my fifth fight, they approached me. And they wanted me on the show. I said, when I have my debut, I'd love to make my debut on your show. And just from there, really. Me personally, I like fighting away from home. I'm not sure why. It's just a preference. I wanna, you know, fight all around the world and get my name known out in all of the corners of the world. I think Amsterdam is a great place to do that. And just want to, you know, get out there.
Yeah. Were there any other offers on the table in between LFL approaching you and actually signing with them?
There was none that I never really put my name out there. I kind of just had LFL in mind. I didn't really bother looking too far because, you know, I've been talking with the promoter, Donovan. We've got a kind of a plan there. And he's good to work with. So I didn't really look at too many options in that, you know.
Yeah. So you kind of touched on it a little bit, but how much are you looking forward to fighting in front of that Amsterdam crowd?
I'm really looking forward to it. The main event of the card is my training partner Mario Pinto. He's a 6-0 heavyweight. He's defending his belt against a good opponent, and it's always good to be in camp with, you know, someone who's fighting on the same card as you and same event. It's also nerve wracking, but you know, when you're both preparing and you've got the same date and the same event and the same show, It's a lot more, it's a lot bigger and more special because he's going to have his guys coming out, flying out to Amsterdam. I'm going to have my guys, my fans, my supporters, my friends coming out to support. And it's going to be a great atmosphere for sure.
Yeah. So you are fighting Jimmy Van Bemelen. He's also making his debut at LFL. Now, he hasn't fought for 5 years when I was looking into him, but on their sort of promotional pictures, they've seem to be ranking him as the second ranked heavyweight. What do you make of him as an opponent? Have you been able to see much of him?
He's got a lot of experience, and that's one thing. I never disregard any of my opponents. It doesn't matter how long he's been out for. You know, he might have still been training. You know, he's got a lot more experience, so you know that's something you have to weigh into account. And he's going to be tough. Like, I'm not expecting an easy fight from him. I respect all my opponents, and I'm sure that, you know, he's going to give a good fight, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you surprised that they are seeing him as the sort of second ranked heavyweight, given that he has been out of action for 5 years?
Not sure, but that's just how highly they must rate him. You know, he's Dutch, so they must have their own sources and on that kind of information, on that kind of stuff. So, you know, it doesn't really matter to me too much what ranking someone is. You know, I just see the fight. I see his strengths, his weaknesses, my strengths, and that's all that matters really.
Yeah. Do you think you kind of touched on it there, but do you think his time out of the cage will have any kind of significant impact?
You know, judging from past fighters, you know, coming back after long layoffs, it's never really works out too well for them. I think cage time is a big advantage. You know, if you've been active, just feeling those nerves and being in the cage itself, it's a big bonus. So it definitely will play a factor. So, but I'm not thinking too much into that, you know.
Yeah. So you mentioned it there, the main event, obviously Mario Pinto and Benjamin Sheikh for the title. Obviously you've got a sort of an interest in that anyway, with Mario being your teammate. Have you also got an eye on that in terms of sort of looking forward to the future? Is that obviously you're going to have your eye on that at some point, I'd imagine?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, God willing, Mario gets it done. And then soon after, he's looking at big promotions, UFC, PFL, whatever comes his way. You know, 7-0 as a heavyweight in Europe is, you know, people have gotten signed for less than that, you know, and especially being an athletic heavyweight that already ranks you, you know, top 10 in the world, pretty much. If you can wrestle, puts you top 5, you know what I mean? So I think after he's done his business at LFL, I'm looking to take over the heavyweight division, you know, and follow in his footsteps.
Yeah, definitely. And I think with Mario there, like you're saying, he's agile, he can wrestle, he can grapple. It's kind of what promotions are looking for with heavyweights now. You look at someone like Tom Aspinall in the UFC, and he's all of that. And that's what promotions are really looking for at the moment. So, like you say, when he defends that title and gets the win, yeah, I think big things on the horizon.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. You know, he probably had the opportunity to sign at the UFC, but, you know, he wants to take his time. He wants to gain more experience. When you get to the UFC and the big stages, you know, you're there. You want to be there to stay there. You don't want to get signed and get cut. You know, some guys, that's what happens.
Yeah. How beneficial is it for fighters, you know, starting off the pro careers like yourself, or ones that are kind of looking to make the move from an LFL to a UFC and things like that? How beneficial is it that there's so many promotions available now that are putting on big shows? Like, it seems to be in a really brilliant place for fighters at the moment.
100%. I think there's a lot more. MMA in Europe is growing quite a bit. You know, you have good shows, you know, Aries, Octagon, you know, LFL. A lot of these shows are putting on, you know, big, giving big opportunities to fighters. And I think even Cage Warriors in the UK here, they're putting on good shows, even though they might not have a heavyweight division. It's given the opportunity for talent to emerge and shine. And you can see it with the way it's expanding. Octagon are having a show in November up in Manchester. And Channel 4 are showing MMA now. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I think MMA is one of the sports that are, you know, is rapidly rising. And you know, it's just good that these shows are that they have the long term investment and vision for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you fight out of Fight Zone London. How much of your skills improved since you've been in there?
From day one, I've started from zero from there. You know, it's like all of the coaches that they invest a lot into, you know, their students. And even in my, like, in my, if I'm doing Nogi, for example, the coach knows that I'm an MMA guy. So he'll come and say, you know, this might work, because he's teaching in a broader sense for the Nogi guys in terms of the framework of jiu-jitsu, points and those rules. But he'll come over to us and say, but because you guys are doing MMA, I just want you guys to focus on pin, control, position, because you can strike from here and this, things like that. So, you know, all of these things play a big factor in my growth. And there's like, it's just really helpful to have like open-minded coaches like that who want to help you in every way possible.
Yeah. So one thing I did notice looking through your profile is obviously you've got the Bangladesh flag very prominent throughout your profile, on your profile, even in the picture I used to promote this episode. You know, you're very, very proud of your cultural heritage with that. Just how proud is it for you to be able to represent Bangladesh in that way?
It's massive. It's massive. You know, there's not a lot of athletes from Bangladesh. Like, there's not a lot of, especially in my community. My community is predominantly Bangladeshi, and there's not really many athletes that come out of where I come from. You know, they don't really have that vision to achieve or pursue an athletic career. So for me and my community to represent them, it's a big thing. Like, it's wherever I go, people say, you know, it's massive what you're doing, because you're showing, like, kids, it's just representation. It matters a lot, you know, seeing someone from your own background make it or do things, achieve things. And I just want to, you know, show around the world, you know, Bangladeshi people or people from, you know, my corner of the world, they can achieve in sports.
Yeah, I mean, I think just in general, as you mentioned, sort of South Asian, sort of British athletes are very, very few and far between. There's not a great deal you could really, really name. I think the only one I can really think of off the top of my head is the footballer, Hamza Chowdhury. Yeah. You know, so for you to be sort of, you know, you're at the forefront of that just because they are so few and far between, and hopefully it can be a sort of an inspiration to others to get involved, because, like you said, this, you know, from being in the community, there's so much talent there that probably goes unnoticed because they don't get the opportunities.
100%. Yeah, just sometimes just people need something to just look at and see and think, if he can do it, I can do it. You know, it's massive, it's major. Yeah. Even for me, like, personally, like, growing up, I used to look at, you know, sports. I was a big fan of sports, boxing, football, everything. And I'd never look and see, you know, someone who's like me that has made it. And I used to think, why? Why is that? Why is that the case? Surely, you know, people, like, I know I have ambition. So why hasn't it ever happened before?
Yeah. No, I understand. Completely agree. I think a big part of it, like you say, is people looking on the TV and seeing somebody who looks like them to really go, okay, if I can do this. So yeah, I think it's a great thing for you to be able to represent that. So final question then, when the cage door closes on fight night, you're looking across from your opponent, what can fans expect?
Fans can expect just brutal violence. You know, I think people say this is a sport. For me, this is pure violence, man. Pure violence. This is not, I don't think people understand, you know, when the cage door closes, there's a different thing that comes out inside of me, and they can just expect violence, pure violence.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Well, look, thank you very much for joining me. Really appreciate you taking the time. And best of luck on October the 29th. I can't wait to see you in action.
Sweet. Thank you very much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and the time.
Ah, my pleasure, mate. My pleasure.
I love it!
It was super necessary.
Go now.